Hello, everyone.
I feel so awesome doing this podcast now. I'm going to get close up on the microphone today so it doesn't sound so echoey. I wanted to wish happy birthday to two awesome. I know they're awesome. I haven't even done their readings. I just know they're going to be awesome. Only awesome people get this done. Anyway, I wanted to welcome everyone to the podcast. Today I will be using a deck I haven't used in quite some time, and it's called the Soul's Journey. And I like the name of this deck because it really speaks to the sort of way I've shifted my vernacular about source and soul and the work that I've been doing over the past, I don't know how many years now. Hasn't been that long, but when I think about it from the perspective of when I decided to finally surrender and do amazing things with the gift that was given to me as a spiritualist to uplift our people, is that I always knew that this was a journey of the soul. And if we can look at this from the perspective of knowing that we chose this journey, with all the bumps and the humps and the valleys and the mountains and the earth on its flat plane, the suspension, we have to at least consider that we are all on a soul's journey. So I'm going to move into these two readings. I'm so happy it's only two today. I had a reading earlier today. It wore me out. And so I'm glad I only have two today. And I think people are really starting to enjoy this podcast. Think about it. The opportunity to be a voyeur or air hustler. Into someone else's reading. Hey, I learned so much about myself through some of these readings. So, being the messenger, being the vessel, I get something out of this every day, every day. And I hope you all will as well. See you on the other side. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Hello, and happy birthday to Shanti 27. As I mentioned in the intro, I will be using a deck called the Soul's Journey, Shanti 27. Ooh, let's see what they have to say for you in regards to some of the things you could be looking forward to or walking towards in this birthday year and this, you know, move around the planets, the worlds you've traveled, and now you are here again at this point. And let's see what they want to say, okay? So the card that I'm pulling for you for your birthday is the growth card. Yes, indeed. And the card says, I want to expand my consciousness and awareness. Whoa. I hope that this reading will put you on a path to these things, Shanti. Because you may not be aware of it, but you are being constantly presented with situations that have enabled you, or at least trying to enable you, to develop your inner wisdom. And all of these synchronicities and situations are supposed to be assisting you in advancing to higher levels of understanding, which means, in a nutshell, Shanti 27, that you should be taking every situation that you've been faced with lately as a lesson. The good, the bad, the in-between, they're all part of the life journal that you should be using intentionally to learn from. This is what they are saying for you. The lesson is in the awareness, Shanti 27, of these events, and to recognize them for what they are. So this is about you living a mindful life. Because a mindful life not only is about respect and honoring those around you, but it's also about recognizing every person and every circumstance on your path and see them as teachers. Teachers. I don't know how you got along with your teachers in school when you were young, but this is a whole different circumstance right now. I don't think people understand the specific nature in which spirit tries to communicate. For each and every one of us, it's different. Some of us see lessons in nature. Some of us see lessons in community. What they're saying is that your mindfulness will point you into the direction of your soul's journey. And you are constantly being met with chatter and diversions. And that's what life is really all about. What you have to do is not let it distract you from the signs. They're leaving you breadcrumb trails, honey, on the path. Are you paying attention? Look at the synchronicities in these situations that tear you down, these situations that build you up. What are the commonalities? There's so much to be learned out here. If life was just a straight road with no directions, no forks, no turns, no twists, no hills, no downs, how would that life be? This is the opportunity to be aware of every single turn, every single up, every single down, every single fork. Because these roads are laid with wisdom. This is a gift that God has given to you. And right now, Spirit is saying it's time for you to acknowledge it. And to take these things to heart as you continue your sojourn in this physical dimension. Don't look for opportunities that you think you need. I mean, this is not about you looking for, trying to predict. This is for you to receive. This is the time for you to receive this signal, shall we say, And it's time for you to be receptive. Be receptive, honey. Receive. Be receptive. And you'll grow. And you'll grow. That's it. Happy birthday again. I hope you enjoyed this birthday reading. Thank you so much. And I hope you find something in the message. Thank you. Happy birthday. This reading is for Stay Hydrated Girl. Now, I know I said it too slow, so I'm going to say it like I would say it. Because I'm from Brooklyn. You know, this girl thing just came about. We be like, girl. Okay? I know they saying girl now, but I'm saying girl. Okay? So this happy birthday message is for Stay Hydrated Girl. And since I know this person, I decided to have full disclosure, not in the fact that I know the person, but in the fact that when I had started the reading, I was interrupted by the food delivery, my grocery delivery. So I had to pause. And so you're going to get a bonus track. Maybe. I have to hear how crazy it sounds. But what I did decide to do was keep the card that came up. I don't even remember what I just said. This is how experimental, you know how I love doing this experimental shit. So right now, I'm going to pull you another card. How about that, darling? See, I'm nice. Why don't people think I'm nice? Are you ready? 2 minutes in, and we still talking about me. Are you ready for your message? You get a fresh new card on top of this card. So I'm going to bring them together, baby. Look at that. So the card that was pulled earlier was the indecision card. Okay. And I was about to go in. Honey. You should see how I was about to read and write you. But you were saved by the grocery gods. So I still want to talk about indecision before I pull the next card, because it sounds like you need to have some information regarding a major decision. Okay. So your soul is really spirit's manifestation in this physical dimension. Meaning it's not necessarily a personality. It's not a personality spirit has. Soul is kind of the personality. Soul is the one that is on the mission. You know what I'm saying? And so even though you may feel limited by the constraints of your body, your connection to the infinite wisdom of the universe is always, always available to you in the form of intuition. Okay? I need you to understand that. You're never alone. Imagine that. You think you're alone making these decisions? You think that you are alone in these decisions. You think there's not some sort of energy force inside of you that is helping you and has always helped you and will always help you? Spirit wants the best for you. So by listening to the inner voice, you will always be guided to the proper outcome. You just need to ask, okay? Stay hydrated, girl. What others expect from you, that's a freaking illusion, boo-boo. Okay, so just that, what does that have to do for the cost of tea anywhere in the world? You were not born, especially under the sign that you've been born under, to listen to fear. Guess where you learned how to do that? If you have a decision, you have to visualize it as the fork in the road, okay? And so then you take your feelings, you know, that thing inside of you and in your body, and you decide which direction would make me feel good. Why would you walk to the direction that wouldn't make you feel good is beyond me. Use your body. Use your feelings. How would your body react? And you know what? You have to be able to look at it very clearly. At first glance, you know, one might look easier to traverse. Well, it might look easier. Mm-hmm. But then you notice that at the end of that road, it's going to cause you nothing but anxiety. Okay? You know this already. So why you still want to go down that road? Because it looks easy. You always taking that road. But then it look easy. It looks easy to traverse. And then what happens? Okay, you old enough now to know. It's going to cause you anxiety. So you getting bonus. I must be bored as I don't know what. But now I want to give you one card on top of that, since I had to stop in the middle of yours. Sorry about that. Friendship is the card that I just pulled. I don't have to read from the guidebook on this one. Understand the role of friends in your life. Everything that I just explain to you, who has supported that message along the way? Pay attention. Who has supported that along the way? You're not looking for anybody that's asking you to change who you are deep down inside. You're only looking for people that are asking you to pull your authentic voice from behind the curtain. Are you ready to do that, girl? Are you ready to do that, stay hydrated, girl? Huh? Huh? I hope you got something from this. Walk this way. Walk this way for a little while. See what happens. Walk the way of taking the path where you see a little bump here and there, but you know at the end of that, there's gold. There's gold, boo-boo. Happy birthday. Stay hydrated, girl. I hope you have one of the best years of your life. Very quickly, this is the bonus track for Stay Hydrated World. This is what I started doing before I got interrupted by the groceries. Okay, continue. Bye. Happy birthday, Stay Hydrated World. Why are you making me say that word? Oh my God. Stay Hydrated World. Stay hydrated, girl. So again, I'm pulling from the Soul's Journey. This awesome deck that really is all about the stages, right? And for you, stay hydrated, girl. First of all, happy birthday if I didn't say it earlier. I'm forgetting to do that shit. I just want you to know that I hope that you had a wonderful birthday and that you continue to be your amazing self. And let's see what they have to say for you, okay? Let's see. What is the message for a stay hydrated girl? Ooh. Oh. Stay hydrated, girl. You got the indecision card, honey. Basically, what this is, the statement is trying to remind you. You remind me of a love that I once knew. Is it a dream or is it deja vu? No, they want you to remember that you need to use your intuition, darling. Your intuition. Yeah, that was basically it. Let's just keep it moving. Just know that the groceries came and I had to stop the reading. So there you go. All right, see y'all next week, for real, for real. Bye. Hi. Couple of housekeeping notes. I will no longer be putting music at the end of these podcasts. And let me tell you why. If I put music at the end of this podcast, then it will only show on Spotify. The episode will not appear on any other platform, not the Googles, not the Amazons, and not the Apples. Okay? So I had to measure, should I do a double episode, copy this one, that'll carry the two, cross out the T, underscore Y. And I decided this is supposed to be fun. And once it's not fun and starts sounding like work, I don't want to do it no more. So just know that I decided not to put music on at the end. I know it's a great idea. I know. Music, blah, blah, blah. Music rights, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Let's talk about three readings. It's really one reading. It's actually two readings. Get it together. Two readings. The first one having to do with growth. And the second one was in two parts, and that had to do with indecision and friendship. One of the things that I've learned through my mindfulness journey, the soul's journey, is that I've probably been, I don't want to say subjected, but I do want to say I've been in all these situations. The mindfulness practice is what began my journey. The mindfulness journey is what helps me make decisions. The mindfulness journey has shown me who my friends are. The mindfulness journey is not an easy one. But I do want to say that I am happy to have explored all three of these concepts, growth, indecision, and friendships. And I can speak about them in such a way that I know that the path that I have followed has been one met with many obstacles, many trials, many curves, and in many cases, no directions included. So, what I would like for us all who tapped into this reading to understand is that this is a journey we are on. If you understand that, then your goal should be to follow the map. How do you know where to find a map? You gotta tap in to your intuition. You have to be mindful. And you have to surround yourself with people that are going to support you on your mission and on your journey. Sometimes some of these people will be the obstacles that you need to overcome, and you will recognize it immediately. You can wait forever to reconcile that, or you can just come to the terms that your soul has been telling you from day one. You decide. I hope you all have enjoyed this birthday messaging, and I want to say a happy birthday again to Shanti27 and Stay Hydrated Girl. I hope you enjoyed this. Please share with a friend. I'm supposed to say that. Share with a friend. Tap that link and share with a friend. Thank you, everybody. Next week is going to be super, super special. I cannot wait to tell you who's going to be on that roster. It's kind of crowded. It's got like 4 people already. Lord, I'm going to rest that whole morning before that one, because that's going to be an amazing one. So I hope you chime in. That's not the word. I hope you tap in. Anyway, see you guys later. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oludare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.